Natalia M. King, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
November falls. Don't like this feeling at all. My mouth tastes of cigarettes, but no regrets. Just you and me by the sea, and that goodbye kiss.
We met back in 2003 when you released your second album, Fury and Sound. It was more rock orientated, it was a bit rebellious. You were at that time very influenced by people like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin.
I still am.
Well, there you go. But since then, you left France in 2007, you went back to the United States. Then you came back and you've since released two albums, one Soul Blaz and now Bluesin' Till Dawn. So both of them very soul, very blues, very jazz. What happened? Have you just mellowed with age?
I've mellowed with age. What happened? The 7-year break is a 7-year to go back into oneself and to remember who I am and to take a break from the music so that I could be more engaged in life. And that's what I did. And in coming back after 7 years, I came back with a certain maturity, a certain experience, and that added to the music. I think my music got better thanks to the 7 years, more into life and less into the zique, as the French would say, which led me more to blues and to jazz, which is a more, I think, mature type music.
So-called African-American. I mean, you have Caribbean roots.
African-Hispanic-American, if we're going to be politically correct.
You're black, nonetheless. Are you now making more black music?
Maybe I'm just closer to myself now. Maybe I'm closer to who I am and to my roots, which is black and which sings the black heritage. And that just came from experience. And with age, you know, back in 2003, I don't know how old I was, but today I'm 47. So I'm living that age and I'm living who I am.
Hush now, don't explain. There ain't nothing to gain. I'm glad that you're back. Don't explain.
Now, there are 9 tracks on this album. 2 of them are cover versions. One, I'd just like to point out, is a daring cover of Billie Holiday's Don't Explain. Mm-hmm. Why that track in particular? Why that song of Billie Holiday?
Because I think justification in life sucks. Justifying who you are, or even in some ways asking other people to justify who they are. And Don't Explain for me is a way of saying, you know, okay, I know the real. I know what's going on. Don't explain. I accept it, and I love you anyway.
Right and wrong don't matter. When you're with me, my sweet. Hush.
So I say it a little bit with that type of attitude. It's less of an attitude of resignation, and it's more of an attitude like, I know the deal, but it's okay.
Miles Davis famously said, blues is an attitude. You agree with that?
I absolutely, absolutely agree with that. I think it's an attitude. I think it's a certain aging. And when I say aging, I mean like wine, you know. A wine ages and matures.
Baby, baby, baby. Never thought feel this way again.
Baby Brand New. This gives a good idea of what you can do with your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, 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 baby. Been a long time I wait for you.
before I tend to just rest in different, as the French would say, timbre. And now I don't mind going higher or even going lower and letting the voice follow really the emotion.
Baby, baby, brand new. This is how you made me feel.
On this track, we can also hear the saxophonist. Is that Xavier Siebe, who's really playing around with Dave Brubeck's Take 5?
Absolutely. It is Xavier Siebe, a great saxophonist that I give really much thanks to, who takes in the Dave Brubeck theme that is written in the music. In fact, what I tried to do when I wrote it was give it that kind of bluesy, sensual feel. And then what I say is, this is how you make me feel. And Dave Brubeck, for me, especially Take 5, it, you know Snoopy? You know the cartoon?
The little dog?
Yeah, you know when Snoopy's dancing? That's what Take 5 does to me. And so when I say, this is how you make me feel, that's, well, the listeners will hear it.
Now tell me, why did you come back?
Because I love this country. I love this country. And it's very strange, when I'm back in the United States, I feel like a French person. And when I'm here in France, I'm definitely an American. But it's true that my ties are now more bonded with France today. I love its culture. I love its food. I love its wine. I love its people. And it's really blessed to be in this country. And the French should be reminded of that more. It's a great space to be in.
As a black American, I wonder if you could share your thoughts on what's happening to a certain section of the black population in the
Just
States.
Just say it. Name it, black men. Black men are being shot down like deer in forest. Something definitely has to change. Just the recent shootings back in the summer, I think with Philando, and I don't remember who the other guy was. Something has to change in the mentality of police. Something has to change in the mentality as a whole of America towards its black men. And it's black men who, yes, find themselves in ghettos or underprivileged situations, but doesn't mean that you kill them for it. For me, it's like a modern lynching. In the past, we lynched, and it was, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s.
Yeah, Billie Holiday sang famously about this.
She sure did. Strange Fruit. Well, there's Strange Fruit still going on today, and just with a different face.
Now, you sing the blues, you sing jazz on this album, but a lot of it is falling in and out of love, bittersweet love. But could you write protest songs that have also been part of the blues tradition?
It's really funny, because I have one, and it's called Black Man in America.
Black man in America.
The chorus of it is, every time he tried to find his way, you go and shoot him down.
Seem like no one won't hear me back. Tell me, how can I find his way when all you do is shoot him down?
Everything coming out of the United States at the moment, if it's not to do with black men being shot by the police, it's to do with the very aggressive and unpleasant run-up to the elections. The daily spats between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Does that make you feel happy to not be in the States, or what?
Man, he's a crazy man, Donald Trump. He will not win. He's pathetic. He's a fool. Did you know Robert De Niro came out with a video?
Absolutely.
I'm going to say the same thing. He's a fool. He's an idiot. He makes me angry because he gives a representation of America that's just like stupid and idiotic, and it's not frightening. It's shameful, to tell you the truth. And he will not win with mentality like that. I think the most recent thing was, it was very sexist, and it doesn't surprise.
Sexist.
Extremely sexist, and it just won't happen. Okay. It won't. And if it does, I'm going to change my passport. I'll become French. Really, just to think that a president like that could exist after Obama, please.
You come and go. You come and go. dark was a lie. You came and go.
Let's play out Natalia with You Came and Go. A word about that song. You wrote it.
You know, the words are pretty obvious. It has to do with death. You know, with age, I'm starting to lose friends for different reasons. And I lost two that really marked me. And this song was dedicated to them in the sense that what life is that we come and we go. And that's why it has that kind of mystic and trance feel, because it dances between that realm of life and death.
Natalia M. King, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your music with us.
I'm very grateful and thank you for being here.
You can go. Girl.